Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What is happening in France and in Great Britain? Why are those countries in uproar? Why are they looking at a very uncertain future? Why is it that they have created a Frankenstein monster which will ultimately destroy them, destroy the people who have voted for the current governments? Let's start with France. Daily Mail wrote on June 30 that Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally, RN, won the first round of elections on Sunday. At that time, Emmanuel Macron was in third place, behind the left. But that was Sunday. You know, in France, they have this strange system where you have to have two rounds of elections. And so Bild Online wrote on July 1, between the right-wing populists, the RN, and the left-wing extremists, New Popular Front, it is clear to the Figaro boss, Figaro, a very famous French paper, who is a lesser evil. The RN's program is certainly worrying in many ways, he said, but on the other side there is anti-Semitism, Islamist leftism, hateful class struggle, tax hysteria. An ideology that would bring shame and ruin to the country they want. And that is exactly what happened during the second round of elections. The Deutsche Welle wrote on July 7, the left-wing New Popular Front, NFP, landed a surprise win over the far-right National Rally in the second round of the 2024 French legislative election. They point out that there are different political groups with vastly different stances on the issues and little history of cooperation, which are now going to be forming the government. A hung parliament could throw French politics into chaos. Daily Mail wrote on July 7 that the New Popular Front, NFP, was formed last month, that left-wing group, bringing together socialists, Greens, communists, and the hard left into one camp. The snap elections in this nuclear-armed nation have potential impact on the war in Ukraine, global diplomacy, and Europe's economic stability. They are almost certain to undercut Macron for the remaining 3 years of his presidency. Then he became number two, that left-wing group number one, and of course Le Pen number three. And of course there was this alliance made between Macron and the leftists, the left-wingers, to make sure that Le Pen wouldn't win. And now they have created their own Frankenstein monster. Bild Online wrote this on July 8. The victory of Le Pen's far-right party in France was prevented. Nevertheless, the election result is not good news, because the left-wing extremist election winner is not a bit better. Jean-Luc Mélenchon, head of the left-wing Popular Front, sees NATO as an enemy and supports Vladimir Putin. He incites against Israel and encourages the Hamas terrorists. He spreads anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. He hates Germany, is against German reunification. It is all the more disturbing that some German politicians are now celebrating Mélenchon's victory. I hope, the author writes, that these politicians, who otherwise like to stand against hatred and agitation, just have no idea what they are celebrating, what Frankenstein monster they are supporting. Because if they are really happy about Mélenchon's election victory, just because he is not right-wing, that would be a shocking sign. It indeed is. Because unlike some German politicians, France Jews don't feel like celebrating. The chief rabbi of the Great Synagogue of Paris called on French Jews to leave the country, even before the election, and not because of Marine Le Pen, whose once openly anti-Semitic party is still a red flag for many Jews, but because of the left-wing election winner, who is now being celebrated as the savior of democracy. The situation of the Jewish community is desperate. The Jews are in the middle because they do not know who hates them more. How can our politicians celebrate that, this German author writes? How can they be happy about Jean-Luc Mélenchon, who does not fight fervent and violent Jew haters, but sees them as allies? And so we have a situation in France which is horrible. It can't survive. One thing is clear. Macron's dream of being the leader of Europe is gone. Of course, I never believed that he would be the leader of Europe anyhow, because we read in the Bible very clearly that it is going to be Germany, not France, which is going to lead Europe. And it's going to be the beast, a military leader of German or Austrian descent, who is going to lead Europe, not a French person, not an Italian person, not a person from any other European background. Many people don't understand that. The Bible is very clear on that. And that brings me to Great Britain, because there we have the same kind of a situation. Breitbart wrote on July 4 that after 14 years of failed neoliberal governance by the Conservatives in name only, the Labour Party swept to victory in Thursday's election. Conservative political commentator Peter Hitchens has warned that Sir Keir Starmer, who is now the leader of the Labour Party, has intentionally cast himself as a boring managerial technocrat in order to obscure his true radical nature and his alleged plans to continue with the Blair writ project of dismantling British institutions. Like Blair, Starmer has tried to put forward the image of a moderate to the public and to downplay his history as a radical Trotskyite socialist, claiming to have moderated from the days when he served as the editor of Socialist Alternative, a magazine dedicated to promoting the Pebloid brand of communism, which seeks to combine socialist economic theories with a green agenda. Just 4 years ago, Starmer admitted to holding many of the same views as he did as a young trot. The Associated Press added on July 5, Britain has experienced a run of turbulent years, some of it of the Conservatives' own making, and some of it not, that has left many voters pessimistic about their country's future, exactly the same situation as we are seeing it in France. In a sign of the volatile public mood and anger at the system, the incoming parliament will be more fractured and ideologically diverse than any 4 years, again, like what we have in France. As an aside, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz congratulated Starmer in his Labour Party, calling it our sister party in the UK. That tells you a little bit where Scholz is. Well, Scholz is not going to survive much longer in Germany either. But there, you won't have a socialist government. Once Scholz is gone, something else will happen. Breitbart wrote on July 6, Sir Keir Starmer swept to power this week in Britain after the spectacular self-destruction of the Conservative Party under Rishi Sunak. Starmer has claimed to have moderated the Labour Party from the far-left extremes under his predecessor Jeremy Corbyn. However, others warn that the former socialist activists turned PM has merely been obscuring his true revolutionary intentions. Much of the actual decision-making in the UK government is farmed out to cabinet ministers. And then they go through some of these ministers who are now going to run the country. Now listen to that description, that summary. Here's Deputy Prime Minister and Leveling Up Secretary Angela Rayner. She's now the most powerful woman in the UK. Her views on transgenderism have put her at odds with one of the UK's most famous feminist writers, J.K. Rowling. Of course, she is the one who authored the Harry Potter books, who has accused the Labour Party of abandoning women in favour of woke transgender ideology. Rayner is perhaps best known for her views on conservatives, branding Boris Johnson's cabinet as scum, homophobic, racist, and, of course, women haters. Rayner also controversially joined Starmer in posing for a picture kneeling during the Marxist Black Lives Matter riots. So she is the Deputy Prime Minister. Then you have Foreign Secretary David Lammy. He is a radically anti-Brexit person. He is joining, or has been joining, London protests against Trump and calling the US president a neo-Nazi, sympathizing sociopaths, a racist, and a disgrace. Of course, you know, these comments will most certainly backfire if Trump comes back to power. You have Home Secretary Yvette Cooper. She is supposed to protect the nation's borders. She's also an opponent of Brexit. And some have questioned her commitment to cutting immigration, given that she once posted a picture of herself holding a sign saying, refugee is welcome. Same situation in Germany. Same situation in the United States. Then you have Justice Secretary Shabana Mahmood, one of the first female Muslims. She will be overseeing the justice system. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer vowed a crackdown on so-called Islamophobia, which sites or which critics have warned could see the reintroduction of de facto blasphemies laws in Britain. That would not only apply then to people who believe in the Islam, it would go much further than that. Then you have Health Secretary Wes Streeting, the openly gay former head of education at Stonewall, a radical LGBT charity which has been on the forefront of pushing transgender ideology in Britain. Streeting will likely be at the center of Labour's plans to simplify the process for people to legally change their genders. Then you have Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson. Phillipson, another proponent of transgender ideology, has suggested that as Education Secretary, she would scrap requirements for teachers to inform children that there are only two genders. And finally, of course, Energy, Security and Net Zero Secretary Ed Miliband, coming back into the government to lead the green energy transition in the UK. He says they will cut to net zero the carbon emissions by the end of the decade, a plan which will likely result in widespread damage to the British economy. Now here you have it. The question is, will there be a British economy by the end of this decade? The Bible is very clear that Britain's downfall is inevitable. We see it all the time. We see it now more than ever. The British people have created their own Frankenstein monster, which is going to devour them. What does this all mean? In the Bible, we very clearly know and can see what it means. And we have prepared a booklet, Europe in Prophecy, the Unfolding of End-Time Events, which goes into the future of Europe, Britain, France, Germany, other European nations, as clearly revealed in the Bible. So please ask for a free copy of this booklet. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk.